Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are in Mother Earth. I'm Master Marilyn, and I am delighted to welcome you to this Blog Talk radio program, Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. And there are so many that take place by using love, peace, and harmony. And today, you will have the opportunity to experience that yourself. The very best way to know what can happen by using love, peace, and harmony, by singing love, peace, and harmony, is to actually do it, to experience it, and to appreciate the power that is held within this amazing song. And as we have this experience, then it will be possible to identify some of what does happen. I could tell you ahead of time that this song carries a certain frequency and the frequency does certain things. And that would be nice. You would like to listen to it, I'm sure. It would be new information. You might be curious about it. But to actually sing the song and then reflect on what it was like is a whole different kind of thing. So that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to focus on a particular aspect of who we are and who Mother Earth is. So this is a great honor. I am delighted to be able to lead this Blog Talk radio program. And I am leading it from the center, Master Shah Tao Healing Center in San Francisco. And today, it happens to be a beautiful sunny day, and it's actually a little bit warm. So for those of you familiar with San Francisco, you know why there's so much surprise in my voice when I say that. What we are going to do in preparation for singing Love, Peace, and Harmony, we're going to use the four powers of Master Shah. Three of them are common to many, many traditions. The one that in my experience, it's unique to Master Shah, is soul power. And that will be the last one that we apply. The first one I'm going to ask you to apply is body power. The way to apply this is to sit straight, gently tuck in your chin, put both feet flat on the floor, and have your heels touching. Put both hands below your navel. And close your eyes. So this is body power. It's what we do with our body and with our hands. The one sentence secret is where you put your hands is where the light will go. The next one I'm going to ask you to do is mind power, and that's creative visualization. So please focus your attention on a space in the body called the jung. And that is from your waist to the base of your body. It's the back half of your body. This whole space is called the zhong, Z-H-O-N-G. It is our core. So everything is there. So visualize golden light radiating in the entire zhong. And maybe you see the golden light rotating. Maybe the golden light turns to another color. That's perfect. Allow it to happen. Whatever is going to happen naturally, just allow that. And the one sentence secret for mind power is where you put your focus is where the light will go. And that's one reason I asked you to close your eyes for body power, so that you could keep the focus inside. If your eyes are open and you're looking around, then the focus very possibly will go to wherever you are looking, and you want to keep it inside in your zhong, which will help you to be grounded, to be centered. The next one we're going to do is sound power. And the one sentence secret for that is what you chant is what you are. So as we are chanting, and we're going to chant love, peace, and harmony. We're going to sing this soul song. So as you are singing love, peace, and harmony, become love, peace, and harmony. Be what you chant. And the last one is soul power. And that one sentence secret is say hello to inner and outer souls. Please follow me. Repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to my, and make your request. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Master Shah has given soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony to all souls in all universes. So we will call upon them. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, given to all souls in all universes. I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give blessings of radiating love, peace, and harmony to all souls, and in a very special way, please radiate all the love, peace, and harmony downloads to Mother Earth and to the earth element within me. Thank you, thank you, Thank you. So before we start, I wanted to just say a couple of things about the earth element. The authority organ for the earth element is the spleen, and its partner organ is the stomach. So when we ask for the earth element to be balanced, we are asking love, peace, and harmony that has been downloaded to every soul. We're asking all of those downloads within the spleen, within the stomach, to radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another so that the spleen energy and the stomach energy will be balanced. When that happens, the unbalanced emotion of worry can transform to the balanced emotion of calmness. Another aspect of the earth element is the muscles. They are connected, they are part of the earth element. And so if you have sore muscles, stiff muscles, weak muscles, whatever happens to be the issue with your muscles, asking love, peace, and harmony in every soul of the earth element to radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another will also benefit your muscles. The mouth, lips, and speech are also connected with the earth element. And so all of the, and the entire, well, no, I'm going to leave it at that. So they will also, teeth and gums are connected with the earth element. So all of this will have the possibility of healing, of being balanced. Your speech, oh, wouldn't that be beautiful? Our speech to radiate love, peace, and harmony all the time. Imagine what that would be like. If all of us had this beautiful rainbow light of love, peace, and harmony floating out of our mouths every time we spoke, our whole environment would be so different, and rainbows are so beautiful. What I need to do is I need to correct what I said about calmness, because as soon as I said it, I heard, that doesn't go with the earth element, that goes with the water element. The balanced emotion, worry is unbalanced. The balanced emotion is love and compassion. So all of these will become stronger as the earth element within us is balanced. And if we think of Mother Earth, what we can do, we certainly cannot ask to balance the earth element in Mother Earth. It's too huge. We don't have the virtue to do that. But what we can do is we can ask love, peace, and harmony that has been downloaded to all souls to radiate throughout Mother Earth. And then for ourselves, we can think of one or another of the aspects of the earth element that we would like to have balanced. Or at the beginning, I asked you to think of something that you would like healing for. Ask the downloads of love, peace, and harmony given to all souls to radiate throughout that whole issue or concern or condition. And then towards the end, we'll have an opportunity for everyone to at least for several people to be able to share your experience. Wonderful. So now we are going to sing Love, Peace, and Harmony. We'll begin with the soul language. Today we're going to do soul language in English, only those two. and harmony. How? Thank you. How means perfect, wonderful, successful, good, all of these wonderful things. So, let me open the line. And the caller, whose number ends with 4246, welcome.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much, Master Marilyn. This is Frances Ann.
Hello, Frances Ann. Wonderful.
Hello. That was quite lovely. I was sitting on the deck when you began to do the invocation and watching the birds come as you were calling all the souls, and I realized that I really needed to come inside and close my eyes and focus so that I could do the practice justice. And it really was very different because I was focused on the birds and they were coming, which was nice, but I wasn't getting the full effect of the connection with love, peace, and harmony. This was a very nice teaching. Thank you.
Wonderful. Frances Ann, I'm so curious. All the things that are part of the earth element, did you have an experience of greater love, peace, and harmony radiating in any one of those?
I did, because I have issues with neuromuscular skeletal, and I had some tightness in my shoulders, which has gotten considerably less. The other thing is that there's this nerve that periodically causes issues with my thumb and my right hand, and that seems to have gone from about a 6 to a 2 at this point. So yes, I did.
Beautiful. And Frances Ann, what's so interesting also, the thumb is the finger on the hand that is associated with the earth element.
Isn't that interesting? I hadn't put that together.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Also, thank you for sharing about what a difference it makes when you focus.
It truly does. Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey, wonderful. Thank you, Frances Ann.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so let's go to another caller. And this one, the number ends with 3366. So the caller whose number ends with 3366.
Hello, Master Marilyn. It's April.
Hello, April. Hi. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for leading us. I do have to say I was busy with dialysis and doing labs and all sorts of things all at once. But I did want to be in the frequency of the phone call. And I do agree with Frances Ann that focusing and not doing anything else is important to obtain full benefit.
Oh, but you know, your idea was really a good one, though. It's helpful because sometimes people cannot stop all of the daily activities that they're doing. You know, if you're at work, you've got to continue on with your job. Otherwise, it could affect your employment.
I really enjoyed, Master Marilyn, hearing your voice.
Beautiful.
I did a lot. Thank you.
So sometimes that's what people need to do, is just phone in, connect with the frequency, listen to the singing as you did, be part of it as much as possible, and let all of that be a blessing for whatever it is that you happen to be doing that you cannot put aside at the moment. So that's really, that's a great contribution also, April. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah, I think that's very, very important, and I probably need to include that in the introduction each week, that people who are at work or doing some type of an activity that does not allow them to stop the activity at this moment can participate as much as possible, knowing that the invocation is going to benefit them also, that anyone who's on the line will benefit from that invocation requesting all souls to radiate love, peace, and harmony. And whatever our theme is for the week, like this week it was the earth element, and there's so many aspects of who we are that are connected with the earth element. I also want to mention that the earth element is present in every other element also, because we are holographic beings. So one thing holds within it everything else. But there are some aspects of who we are that more specifically benefit when we directly are asking blessings for one element or another. So that's part of what I absolutely love about these teachings and being more aware of how whole everything is, and that there is a flexibility. I ask people to focus and the benefit increases, but there is flexibility. And it's better to be on the call, joining in on the blessings, than say, oh, I'm too busy, I can't do it. So that's a really good teaching also. So it has been wonderful to be with you during this time. The half hour goes very, very quickly. And so it is time to bring this Blog Talk Radio program to a close. But it never really ends, because love, peace, and harmony continues throughout our day, every day. And we can connect with it in a powerful way at any time we want to. We can ask love, peace, and harmony to radiate in all the souls of our body 24/7. We can play love, peace, and harmony in our environment, wherever we are, so that the feng shui of where we are becomes the feng shui of love, peace, and harmony, which is so beautiful. It has been an honor and a delight to be with you today, and I look forward to next week. Until then, may your life be filled with love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.